And it's a complimentary piece to yogurt.
Thanks for listening. We're gonna fade into, I don't know, you can like keep it on, but we're gonna say goodbye. Please catch us next time. I guess look out for the IG.
Yeah. IG is not created yet, but it'll be something like Airball. Next show's about to start. Fade the music out. Thank you for listening. This was Airball.
Peace.
Ring, 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 ring Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Danny.
I'm Lucy.
And this is our first show together.
We've both had shows since our freshman years. We both did this, like, as soon as we can, freshman year. We, like, came into Tufts being like, wouldn't this be so cool to be on the radio station?
And now we're doing it together because we're old and... we've seen it all.
After many years of having our own independent shows, we both grew lonely and tired of doing it alone.
And now we have each other.
Now we're doing it together.
So this is our first show. It's our practice show, even though it's live and on air.
Yes, where two hearts beat as one.
Yeah.
Danny's heart and my heart.
I originally had a show called Epic Moth Time, and it aired from 2021 to 2023.
Same year.
Yeah, 2023. 2022. It didn't air in...
You didn't do 2023?
No, I remember I didn't do it.
Because you were gone and you didn't do it in the fall?
And I didn't do it last fall. So it aired for four seasons.
I had a show, Naive Melodies, and it aired from 2021 till 2023.
General Manager Lucy reporting for duty.
It does happen to be me. No big deal. I am
General Manager of WMFO Studios in Medford, 91.5 FM. It's General Manager Lucy Millman.
That's the kindest introduction I possibly have gotten ever. What you don't know is I actually paid Danny $15 to make that introduction for me.
Where's my money?
I need everyone to know.
Where did it go?
I, like, never mention it because I'm not a very good... Despite having what some might say is too much power...
Someone's having a bad day. Well, not you, the person with the siren. The person in the ambulance.
I, like, am still not a very good DJ. And, like, I mean, hold on. Like, technicality. Like, I still, like, put on dead air sometimes and stuff like that. So sometimes I'm, like, if I mention that I actually... have some power around this station, people are going to get wind that I'm actually not that technically good at being a DJ.
No, you're perfect and incredible, and you know more about this thing than I do, so...
And that's another $15. What were the first two songs, Dan?
First two songs we played on today's episode have been Velvet Ring by the band Big Thief.
Perfect.
And... Our Love by Sharon Van Etten.
It just gets better and better. I've been trying to think about what I want to play next, and I cued something, but I feel like I might change it.
Okay, put me onto something.
Well, you were supposed to be like.
Next week we're gonna have a flyer out. We're gonna have a playlist made.
We're gonna do it.
Big time, baby, and we're gonna do it proper fit.
Proper fit.
We're gonna do it. What's all
this
fit.
In it? What's all this in it?
right, also listen. Okay, story time really quick. Was it last week?
No. We'll have like four songs tracked.
It was the week.
No, but I prefer that. Usually I have no one to talk to.
I know, right? I'm a little too giddy.
Me too.
What was I saying? Oh my god. The week before last, so not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, me, Lucy, and some of our other friends watched Narnia.
Which I'd never seen.
I saw, like, years ago, but it was during the phase of my life when I was a child, and therefore everything was confusing and nothing made sense, and I didn't understand anything, but
Narnia is still a confusing concept.
No, it's very confusing. The only thing I remember being 10, watching Narnia, and really understanding was that blonde boy was very cute, and I was like, wow, give him to me.
Wait, also, not to interrupt, there's the cutest little picture.
I know, right? I can't really
see. Here, I took a picture of it so I could show it to you. Sorry, WMFO listeners at home, just take our word for it.
Cute!
Who did it? Okay, wait, you keep talking. I'm gonna see if there's a name. Oh!
And
dear WMFO team, happy new year to you all. Keep it free form. I don't know who did this, but it's so lovely. Okay, sorry. We're, like, getting so distracted. Wait, now your story.
Oh, and so there's this, like, one scene where there's, like, a giant battle about to happen. And remember, in Narnia, they're British, which is, like, amazing because there's epic proportions for making fun of their accents allowed. And so there's this one scene where they're, like, two armies facing off against each other, and I made this comment. I've never seen Lucy laugh harder. I made this comment where I was like, right, what's all this then? When this, like, one guy...
You sent me so violently. <me.
laughs> Right, what's all this then? Because it's like British people will see, like, someone cheating on their spouse, and they'll be like, right, what's all this
then?
Oh,
it's very nice and all.
or they'll be like a garbage fire.
And they're like, oh, it's not very good here. It's a bad or Tuesday,
like
isn't
house,
it?
Their house will be
it's
just...
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Gone. And they'll be like, right, what's all this then?
Oh, it's not very good, huh? Oh, it's a bummer when that happens, I suppose.
And it's like, shouldn't you be freaking out?
Express emotion.
The breath of emotion expressed in the sentence.
I'm impressed by it, though, because it's right, like you can get so much out then? From just a couple words. Like, I feel like right, I have to be like, I'm so upset right now.
This then. It's five
words. Yeah, it's
words.
Five words, but it conveys exactly what you mean, where it's like confusion, a little bit of like,
bewilderment.
Wow, I can't believe that there's so much going on. This is like a lot.
Right, what's all this then?
Yeah. And do you see the honestly, almost props. Props to the little Narnia kids.
Prop to Britain.
Should I play music?
Yeah.
I'm going to play You're So Fine by Papa Bear and His Cubs. Do you know this one?
No.
All right.
Put me onto something, Lucy.
I'll put you onto it.
Watching you for a long time now, but now I'm gonna tell you how I feel about you. You could be my sunshine, you could be my rain, you're my inspiration, baby. You can ease my pain, and ooh, baby, you're fine, thing, honey, you're so. They've always been so kind,
but now they brought you away from me. I hope they didn't get your mind. Your heart is too strong anyway. We need to fetch back the time they have stolen from us. I want you, we can bring it on the floor. Never danced like this before. We don't talk about it, dance on. Do the boogie all night long. Stoned in paradise. Shouldn't talk about it. I want you, we can bring it on the floor. Never danced like this before. We don't talk about it, dance on. Do the boogie all night long.
Something that you catch your eye on is just now. Even if it's something that you catch your eye on, it is what it is. Even if it's all you know, just keep your heart in. Any way to keep it up, just laugh and let yourself know. Even if it's something that you catch your eye on, is what it is.
And keep someone.
Gathered the corners and called her down. So,
magic is worth it. It's all you got. Metal shields on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye. It reads, reacts.
Hello.
We're back. That was so many songs that played.
We'll just forget about it.
Yeah. We're just gonna ignore that.
Keep going. What do you want to play next?
Up next, we have something. Is that the name? Yeah, Something by the Beatles.
We've got a PSA for you now coming from Dan.
It's you can call me Dan. All right, it's the only one that I've ever really read ever in my years at WMFO. Here we go. Dried fruit PSA. Eat me. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was perfect, Danny.
Thanks.
I think... this song might be our last one, maybe? Because we've got time, but I feel like you might leave 5 minutes early. I also might head out 5 minutes early and throw on
we'll
automation.
We'll see. We'll let you know if it's our last song.
If not, this is my... if it is, this is my pick for my grandmother Grams. Grams, I love you so much. This is Baby by Donnie and Joe Emerson. Ooh.
so baby. Yes, so baby. Sandy Beecher was making love as the tide goes in on us. Feels so good walking side by side. Wanna be with you all my life. Oh, baby. Yes, oh baby. Yes, oh baby. Yes, oh baby. Hey baby. Hey, hey baby. Yes, oh 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 baby.
Thanks for coming to our thanks for showing up.
It's much appreciated. We're gonna go.
Okay, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Naive Melodies.
Yay.
And Epic Moth Time.
Yay.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Say, 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 say
Thank you.